My name is Wayne Scott. I am with the Maine Department of Transportation, and I serve as the lead of the support team to the committee. I just want to call your attention to some various items as you entered the auditorium here. There is a comment box, and for anybody who would like to give us written comments or are more comfortable giving written comments, please avail yourself of that. We have index cards and pens up there to give written comments. And we certainly welcome, looking into the future, any written comments that you might want to send to us by mail or send us handouts. Hopefully you all saw those and availed yourself of them. They're out on that table. And the other item is, please share your information with us. And again, information such as email address, we can keep you informed of the work of the committee. I just want to thank Senator Damon for joining us here this evening. Appreciate your participation here. And with that said, I am going to turn it over to Jonathan Reitman, who is our facilitator for the evening. Thank you.
Thank you, Duane. Can you all hear me okay?
Yeah.
My name is Jonathan Reitman. I'm from Brunswick, and I was asked to facilitate this public meeting tonight, I think in part, because I did about a year's worth of work with some of the people in this room on the Sears Island Planning Initiative, which resulted in the consensus agreement, which Diane Smith is going to be addressing shortly and going over the provisions of. And they thought it would be helpful to have someone who's not been involved for a year or so come back and, as a facilitator, help structure this meeting. The purpose of tonight's meeting, I hope, is very obvious, and that is to present to you all, a larger community, the results of the Joint Use Planning Committee's work over the course of the last year, kind of a check-in of where they are on some of the issues. They will be talking about the items that were in the consensus agreement and those items on which they have reached closure and agreement, and those items which are still under discussion. The other obvious purpose for tonight's meeting, I hope it's obvious, is to try to get some reaction and comment from people and for you to have an opportunity to ask whatever questions you may have about the work of the committee so far. The committee apparently wanted to have this public meeting.